KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Plenty of spring sports action to let you know about on the high school front, and we will start off here by taking a look at regional golf play from yesterday, regional final golf around the state, as the top two teams at each site, barring a host school being part of that, and then it would be three schools, and then also the top six individual qualifiers plus ties advance on then to the state meet. And in Class 3A competition in Region 2, hosted here in Atlantic at Nishna Hills Golf Course, it was Creston coming out on top with a 371 total. ADM was the runner-up with a 381. Atlantic at 393 in third place. It was Winterset, Clark, and Carlisle, top six. And then Glenwood, Ballard, North Polk, Perry, Bondurant, Farrar, and Seidel, the rest of the teams in that order. Riley Driscoll of Creston was the overall medalist as she saw a round of 74. Lily Peterson of Carlisle, the runner-up with an 88. Emma Mellencamp of ADM shot 92. Monica Thomas of ADM also with a 92. And so did Jaya West there of ADM. And then Maria Gromitas of Creston coming in with a 93 also to qualify in that sixth spot. So that's a look at the competition there from Atlantic and those that advanced on. The Atlantic squad, by the way, did have some decent performances, but just nothing that was able to get them over the hump and get them on to the next round. Scores for the Trojans included Bell Berg, who finished 7th with a round of 94. Ronnie Hook was 11th with a 97. Abby Smith finished 14th with a 99. Lexi Nelk with a 103 that was 24th place. Regan Leonard in 27th with a 104, and Abby Muller shot a 109 that was 39th. So very tough regional there. And Coach Kathy Hobson said they thought that if they shot in the 390s, they'd have a chance to be competitive. Unfortunately, despite shooting that 393, they came up a bit short. She said she was disappointed for the girls. Bell Berg with her best 18 holes of the season. She's been wanting to shoot under 100 and did so with steady play and coming at that 94. It said the team is young with a lot of potential. It made some big strides this season and will have a lot to work with next year. In Class 3A Region 1 golf final at Denison at Majestic Hills Golf Course, it was Gilbert qualifying with the championship as they shot 357. Nevada, the other team qualifier, as they shot 400. There is a runner-up spot. Bishop Heelan, Denison, Schleswig, Carroll, MOC, Floyd Valley, the top six. Then it went Harlan, Spencer, Lamars, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, and Sioux Center. The individual state qualifiers there from that site, Gilbert had the top two golfers. Eden Lorbach shot a 77 and Macy Underwood an 83. Also, it was Danielle Hurt of Lamar shooting 88 in third place. Ashlyn Sporer of Nevada shot 92 in fourth. Grace Pettit of Carroll qualified as an individual, shooting a 93 there in fifth place. And Eden Bruner of Gilbert was sixth with a 95. In Class 2A play at Neola at Quail Run Golf Course, it was Van Meter with a 344 to qualify. Trainer the runner-up, and they move on as well with a 360. Woodward Granger a 382, Shenandoah 393, and Red Oak 418. They're the teams at that site. Kyla Carey of Van Meter was the medalist with a 70. Her teammate London Wiley shot a 76. Brooklyn Curran of Trainer was third with an 80. Madeline Lewis of Trainer an 84 in fourth place. Emma Greiner of Woodward Granger shot 92 in fifth. And Morgan McGargle of Shenandoah qualifies to state with a round of 94 in that sixth spot. Then in Class 1A Region 2 over at Anita at Crestwood Hills Golf Course, it was Boyer Valley winning the team title with a 392 total. It was a 399 then for Westwood as the runner-up. Kingsley Pearson shot 403, followed by Sydney, Cam, St. Albert, Coon Rapids, Bayard, and Mount Air. Individual state qualifiers included Jenna Reynolds of Griswold, who was the medalist. She shot a round of 90 to win it. Brooklyn Beery of Kingsley Pearson a 92 in second. Alexia Miller of Boyer Valley and Caitlin Nielsen of Boyer Valley were third and fourth. Avery Dowling of Sydney shot 92 in fifth place. Callie Shelm of Westwood a 93. And then Reese Snyder also shooting a 93 there for Cam. So she will qualify also there, tying for that sixth spot. And in girls class 4A Region 1 final competition over in West Des Moines at Willow Creek Golf Course, it was West Des Moines Valley winning it with a 304 total. Dallas Center Grimes a 380. And then Johnston qualifies as well with a 391. Dowling Catholic, Sioux City East, Sioux City North, Lewis Central, Thomas Jefferson, and Abe Lincoln, the rest of the teams in that order. TJ and AL did not have team scores. Individually, it was Paige Hoffman of West Des Moines Valley, the medalist with a round of 70. They had the next three top golfers. Hallie Yates was the runner-up. And then the other qualifier in the fifth spot there was Laura Clancy of Dallas Center Grimes there at that site. So that's a look at your regional golf competition there from yesterday. Also, it was girls' first-round state tennis matches played yesterday, with the winners advancing on then to the state team tennis meet on June 5th. And in Class 1A, they had a regional final to finish first before the first-round state match that will take place now today. Columbus Catholic beat Ballard 5-0 yesterday, so they'll move on to take on Union Community. That'll be played with their first-round state match today in Marshalltown at 3 o'clock. Now, the rest of the matches were those first-round state matches. In Region 2 at Denison, Spirit Lake topped Red Oak 5-2, so the Tigers see their run come to an end. Region 3 at Oskaloosa, Fairfield beat Pella Christian 5-0. In Region 4 at Independence, it was Cedar Rapids Xavier 5-0 over Decorah. In Class 2A play in Region 1 over at the Prairie Ridge Sports Complex, it was West Des Moines Valley 5-3 over Ankeny Centennial. In Region 2, it was Dowling Catholic 5-0 over Waukee. And then in Region 3 and 4 played at Bettendorf, it was Cedar Falls over Cedar Rapids Washington 5-3 and Iowa City West over Clinton 5-0. So that's a look at those winners. Again, those top four teams then advanced to that Final Four state team tennis meet on June the 5th. Moving on then from tennis into soccer, boys' sub-state second-round soccer was contested last night. Winners advancing on to sub-state finals that will be played on Wednesday. In Class 1A in sub-state 7, it was Greene County edging past Van Meter 2-1. West Central Valley a 1-0 winner over Des Moines Christian. In sub-state 8, St. Albert beat Underwood 2-0. It was Trainer a 4-3 winner over Riverside. And in Class 2A play in sub-state 8, ADM was a 3-0 winner over Glenwood. Creston topped Denison Schleswig 2-0. And then 3A sub-state 1, Sioux City West a 3-2 winner over Abe Lincoln. And Lewis Central a 1-0 winner there over Sioux City North. So let's look at those teams that won. So that will mean matchups between Greene County and West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley in the sub-state 7 final. Sub-state 8 final will be St. Albert against Trainer. Sub-state 8 in Class 2A will be ADM and Creston, and then the Sub-state 1 matchup in 3A will be Sioux City West against Lewis Central. So that's a look at those matchups for you that will come up in those Sub-state finals, again being played on Wednesday night, and then of course winners from there move on to play at the state tournament coming up here next week. Also last night, it was the first date of competition for high school softball and baseball around the state, and the Atlantic Trojans were in action on both the softball and baseball diamond. In softball play, Atlantic picked up a 6-0 win over Lennox as Olivia Engler allowed just 5 hits, struck out 8 in that contest. Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman thought they did a great job of being patient at the plate against a good pitcher in T.J. Stokes.
Huge to win that first game coming out, especially against a good team like Lennox. And one of the pitchers in the state, T.J. Stokes, and she did a nice job in the circle for them. But I think she tired a little bit towards the end. We forced her to throw at more pitches, I think, than what she wanted to. And our top-order hitters did a great job of getting on. And we were very patient at the plate with the bottom-order hitters, so could move runners around.
Hey, Trojans got a lot of base runners, but didn't quite bring as many of them home as Coach Hensman would have liked.
Well, the positive side is we got 17 on base. The negative side is we didn't get them across. So that's something that we got to work on. There's always some things that first game that you can improve upon and do better. We'll get back to work tomorrow after school to practice. So it was a good win overall for us. And we're looking forward to the Missouri Valley on Wednesday night.
Yeah, so they have the day off and then play Mo Valley on Wednesday. They'll see Denison Schleswig Thursday, Ballard on Friday, so busy week yet. Other scores in Hawkeye 10 schools involved. It was Clarinda 13-2 over Bedford. Clark beat Creston 8-2. Harlan a 13-1 winner over Kemper Catholic. Westwood beat Denison Schleswig 10-9. And then in Western Iowa Conference matchups, it was Audubon 5-3 over HSTW. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 8-4. Riverside an 11-8 win over Missouri Valley. Underwood beat IKM Manning 16-3. Rolling Valley play, Arweva 13-2 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Madrid beat Glidden Ralston 12-0. West Harrison a 10-1 win over Bouyer Valley. And Woodbine beat Cam 3-0. Other scores saw Sadell beat Panorama 4-3, Stanton 11-5 over Southwest Valley. It was Melcher Dallas over ACGC 6-2, Gilbert beat Carroll 12-1. In baseball play, Atlantic opening up the year with a win, 5-2 over Lenox there. Nice road win to open up for Coach Brummer's squad. Clarinda 21-0 over Bedford. Indianola beat Creston 8-1. Kemper Catholic 12-11 over Harlan. It was Lewis Central 9-0 over Sioux City North. Red Oak beat Sydney 6-2. Spencer 5-0 over Denison Schleswig. And St. Albert a 14-4 winner over ACGC. Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon 7-1 over HSTW. Missouri Valley 12-1 over Riverside. Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 6-4. Underwood 10-0 over IKM Manning. Rolling Valley play, Arweva 5-4 over Coon Rapids Baird in 8 innings of play. Cam 5-2 over Woodbine. West Central Valley a 12-2 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Other scores, Stanton 14-5 over Southwest Valley and Southeast Warren a 9-1 winner over Sheraton. That's your high school baseball and softball scoreboard there from the opening night of the year. And in Major League Baseball, game we had for you on the radio, the Cardinals dropped a 5-1 decision to the White Sox. Paul Goldschmidt and Yadier Molina had two hits each to account for four of St. Louis's five hits. Lance Lynn stymied the Cardinals with seven innings, striking out four and allowing just one run on three hits in that one. We'll have the Cardinals and White Sox again tonight, 6:15 pregame. At Sports, I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.